good afternoon. Here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2026. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And we are here in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre, operating from the room known as the Gawler Cultural and Heritage Research Centre, which is a mouthful, and it has certainly has a mouthful of books, the mouth-watering array of books and resources here. It's quite amazing. It's just a little gem of a research office. I'll kick off with 150 years ago, the weather. We're always talking about the weather, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yes. More rain coming.
You know, nothing ever changes 100 years.
No, the weather dominates.
Yeah, have the same discussions about the
weather. Even though it's nothing to do, not so much to do with the agricultural sector as it was 150 years ago, but we're still affected by it.
Yes.
So, 150 years ago, the weather. The rain still continues to fall in great abundance in this district, and the ground is now rendered too soft for agricultural operations. On Wednesday, the South Parra River was higher than it has been for the past 15 years, and on the same day, great damage was caused by the floods at the Humbug. Humbug Scrub, it must be.
Someone thought there'd be floods at Humbug Scrub. Well,
that would have been before the Whispering Wall.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Humbug Scrub, that's the other side of the Whispering Wall. It's this side.
So.
I don't know.
Abbott would be behind it. But, well, the area I know of Humbug Scrub is high on a hill, so but I guess it's only one part of Humbug Scrub. So.
Yeah, it's back towards, maybe it's a little bit further around. My recollection is you go in through One Tree Hill to get to it, or you go up through to Two Valley and back the other way.
Yes.
So. Yeah. Yeah. You get a picture of a Ford motor car.
Yes, I get a photo of a car. 100 years ago, the new Ford car. From headquarters of the Ford Motor Company in Australia comes the announcement that the factories at Geelong, misspelt, have been completed and are now in full operation. Simultaneously with this announcement comes word of an improved Ford touring car. This latest Ford car is conspicuously different in design from any of its predecessors. The body is longer and achieves a pronounced streamlining effect, and there's indeed a streamlined Ford car there, looking very elegant.
And having more passengers, I suppose, too, with streamlined.
Yes. Have a story about the Ford Motor Factory in Geelong.
Oh, really?
My father had a Ford Prefect, and around 68, 69, it got stolen. And we spent about a week, I think, driving through in our other car, because I had a newer car at the time, driving through the back roads of around Ballarat, and found some interesting things, cars being carved up with blow torches.
Yeah, yeah.
All sorts of things, but did not find the Prefect. Anyway, it turned up opposite the Ford Motor Factory in Geelong with a burnt-out motor, and it had an oil leak at the time it was stolen. And what they would do is they'd steal cars and drive them down to Geelong and drive them off the edge of Cairo Bay, I think it was Cairo pronounced, and they were obviously on their way to drive it off the edge of the bay, off the cliff, because there's a big cliff, and they'd drive them off the cliff. But it motor burnt out in front of the Ford Motor Factory.
Oh, wow. So you got your car back? Did he replace the motor or not?
Yes, yeah.
Oh,
Dad replaced the motor.
Oh, good on him.
Yeah, yeah.
I just drive it into Ford. Excuse me, just dropping your motor in for me, please.
It was a big.
So why didn't they drive them off the cliff?
Fun.
Oh, just got idiots.
Yeah, someone's idea of fun.
Oh, just mad, aren't they?
Well, just on a slight historical note, that would have been probably replacing the Ford
T model,
because that was phased out the following year.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, in 2017.
Yeah, it was an improved Ford touring car.
Yeah.
And you can see this got a lot more, a lot better design around the back.
Yes.
But they're still that chunky Ford shape, aren't they?
Mm,
early
yes.
Ford.
Yes.
50 years ago, Murray Street crossing move. The Highways Department will conduct a survey on the need to establish a pedestrian crossing in Murray Street, Gawler. The Minister of Transport, Mr Virgo, informed Dr Bruce Eastick, MP, of the department's moves in a recent letter. I think that'd be the one up here.
Yes, that'd be
still
the,
there.
Yes.
By the Prince,
yes.
By the Prince Albert.
Yes. Couldn't manage it.
Although I don't know, I find the pedestrian refuges are good because you can wait there.
Yes.
Whereas sometimes you're waiting, you know, several minutes for the lights to change.
There's no traffic.
Yeah,
I prefer the pedestrian refuges now. Have been a great upgrade.
Yeah, because there's several up and down the street, and I just think they make life a lot safer.
They do.
So back, a rustle of paper as it goes back.
Mm-hmm. 25 years ago, thumbs up for local bus service. It's 10 o'clock on a Monday morning. My hat brim shades my eyes from the autumn sunlight slanting in across the eastern rooftops to where I'm standing.
On the stead
of the Gawler Railway Station. My back is turned to the ticket office as I wait for my transport. The bus to take me around the Hillier and Evanston Loop. The service provides a cheap alternative for people to get about Gawler, to visit doctors, go shopping, or to connect with trains.
Mm. Public transport is just the...
Oh, yes.
Poor relation.
Mm.
We have still not enough.
No, still not enough. And, we have within our writing group people reliant on it.
So. Yeah. On the step of the Gawler Railway Station, I think it would be.
The step.
10 years ago, moving time. The Gawler Council will buy the town's TAFE SA building for a yet-to-be-confirmed sum, meaning for the first time in 159 years, local government's administration centre will not be in Murray Street. The purchase of 41 High Street will centralise council's 52 administrative staff and shave $2.9 million off the cost of the soon-to-be-commenced Gawler Connect project. It is estimated the move will also save council around $120,000 a year in external rent costs for the housing of some staff at the Centrelink offices, also located in High Street. What was the Gawler Connect project?
This building, the upgrade.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yes, it was a big upgrade to this building.
Ah, right. Okay. Wow. That's short and sweet.
It was.
That's it for this week, Jeanette.
That is indeed. Until next week, Kay.
Until then.
For old life's sign.